As the drought and tough winter are coming to an end and livestock prices are rising, the Wyoming Livestock Roundup is here to bring you up-to-date news of agriculture, livestock sales, and a classified ad section for you to find what you need and sell what you don't. Hi, I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. To place an ad or subscribe to the weekly newspaper, call 800-967-967. 1647, or visit us at WILR.net. Thank you.
The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn we sent you. And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
Hey, just give me a minute. We want to thank our good friend, Mr. Rich O'Brien, has all that great music behind our cow commercials. Get on our website, click on his link, order his music. You need it.
And you deserve it.
You have to have
it. What a talent.
You darn right.
Yep.
If you give me a minute, we'll have some more good talent.
Yeah.
All right. Kevin Davis is riding along with us. Every horse I ever rode.
On the road to Spanish Fort, I'd always see him. Every time that I rode in a town, and I tipped my hat as I rode past the old man. Till one day he asked me to step down. He said, I can see that you're a caballero. As I was in times of long ago. So let's talk a while and maybe I might tell you the truth of every horse I ever rode. Every horse is born of the same spirit. It's the hands of man that make his blood run cold. But to win his heart and soul, you must make him your amigo. That's the truth of every horse I ever rode. From that moment on, I'd spend my free time with him and listen as he talked of bygone days, bringing Spanish ponies across the Rio and the Bravo Mustang with his ancient ways. It's so easy taking simple words for granted, but I held on to his stories like pure gold. In time I came to understand their meaning and the truth of every horse I ever rode. Every horse is born in the same spirit. It's the hands of man that make his blood run cold. But to win his heart and soul, you must make him your amigo. That's the truth of every horse I ever rode. But to win his heart and soul, you must make him your amigo. That's the truth of every horse I ever rode.
Oh yeah, yes sirree, Bob. Every horse I ever rode.
Yeah.
Good stuff there from Kevin Davis.
Right. And yeah. which horse is your favorite?
Yeah, my next one.
The next one.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
You got it. All right. Yeah. Just give me a minute.
Well, let's stop and think about when you have gotten dumped off a horse.
Okay.
Okay.
See, I've got all this stuff written down here, too. We're on the same page.
We are on the same page.
We are on the same page. Yep.
Well, that's good to know. But you hit the ground.
Yep.
Poof.
Yep. Every wreck I've had.
Somebody runs over. Are you all right?
Yeah. Just give me a minute.
Yeah. Give me a minute.
First words out of my mouth, just give me a minute. I'm taking inventory.
Yeah, exactly. Here.
Toes are moving.
Yeah.
Fingers are moving.
I'm looking for my watch. Leave me alone.
I can breathe. Yeah, I always enjoy the story that you tell about your mother-in-law with her new EMT certification.
Yeah, that's
you hit the ground. And,
oh dear!
Yeah,
yeah. Boom!
Yeah,
she's got her bag and she got her jump bag. She's ready to go.
And you told her, "I'm fine.
Just give me a minute.
I'm jumped up. I'm fine.
I'm good.
I'm gonna be fine.
I'm
all right. Yeah.
I'm not right now, but I soon will be.
I will be. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you ever tripped yourself with your spurs?
Oh yes.
My God.
Usually in the sagebrush.
Yeah, right.
And running from a mean cow.
I tripped myself with my spurs. I wasn't even running from anything. And I wasn't in the sagebrush. I just did this last weekend. And I landed right on my hind end on the cement.
Oh, no.
On the cement.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
Yeah.
Did anybody see this?
No.
Oh.
But I had to give myself a minute. Because I was not getting up. It took my breath away. That hurt so dang bad. I got to kind of sit cockeyed now.
Yeah.
When I am sitting.
You got a concrete bruise?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I can't see it.
No.
And I haven't asked my wife to look at
Check
it. Now, that's true, that's true love.
That is.
When your wife will find that one for you.
Yeah. Exactly.
At least
you know where that bruise came from.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, we need, how about a little cowpoke poetry?
Oh, what you got?
Yeah, let's do a little contents under pressure. Bud was your typical procrastinator. Not known for his punctual demeanor. Branding seasons always came late as the grass was turning greener. This always guaranteed big calves. Well, that came to us as no surprise, but what hit us like an angry wife were yearling bulls of ample size. I got a few to castrate, boys, Bud chortled his devious delight. Don't worry, I got her all figured out. Well, that phrase froze us in fright. We knew the dangers were real, leaving scars that would never mend, like swimming nude with snapping turtles. We'd come out short in the end. Let's run 'em through the chute, boys. You push 'em, and I'll give 'em a squeeze. And it was there we sandwiched the first young bull like a grilled ham and cheese. And with knife in hand and brain in pants, still grasping his last beer, Bud jumped into the alley behind, quickly made the bull a steer. Well, we were bewildered and befuddled, and Bud sported a cheese-eating grin as big as a wave on a slop bucket and bade us turn the next one in. Well, still smiling and bragging on himself, ready for the next surgical meeting, it didn't occur to him to think of what the bovine had been eating. Fresh, green grass. Well, with the skill of a neurosurgeon, Bud stuck his old-timer in the bowl, processed rumen, contents gurgled. I mean, this young sire was full. A supersonic boom was heard. The contents evacuated so fast, and Bud's ears got windburned from the forced fecal blast. His smile was more of a grimace now, like looking at a green picket fence. It clung to his mustache in an oatmeal consistency, and hence, Bud began to dry heave from the retching rumen gases as the recycled meadow grass slowly oozed behind his glasses. Well, not a single word was uttered as Bud stumbled back to the yard. We had missed our chance to harass him, mostly because we were laughing so hard. Yeah, that's the other reason you need to give me a minute. We're laughing too hard. I've got to gather myself here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right, yeah. Hey, we're going to talk a little bit about that. Yeah. But right now, how about a little Dick's Pick?
Oh, man, this is a classic.
Yeah, who's singing?
A Pair to Draw To.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Rex Allen, Don Edwards.
You betcha. What are they saying?
It's my lazy day.
It sure is.
Well, I might have gone fishing. Got to thinking it over. The road to the river is a mighty long way.
It must be the season, no rhyme or no reason, just taking it easy. It's our lazy day.
Well, don't bother calling, 'cause I ain't coming. Just get it on by me. Stay out of my way.
'Cause a little deep thinking might drive me to drinking. Just taking it easy. It's our lazy day.
To mind my own business, I'm keeping my nose out of everyone's way.
Ain't taking no orders, ain't hiring no people, just taking it easy. It's our lazy day.
Don't ask me no questions, ain't giving advices, ain't a dating no women, ain't a wanting to play.
Just want to look stupid, don't want to meet Cupid. Just taking it easy, it's my lazy day.
Just taking it easy, it's my lazy day.
Just taking it easy, it's our lazy day.
Boy, yeah, every day's my lazy day. Absolutely.
I'll sign up for that one,
Hey, we're talking about Just Give Me a Minute, but we need to ditch out to a commercial.
Really?
When we come back, you're going to teach us on Farrier's File.
Hey, if you need to know what's going on in the equine world, all you have to do is pick up a copy of The Wrangler. The Wrangler has been serving the equine and rodeo industry for over 34 years. Enjoy reading featured stories about people you know. Subscribe today or read online for free by visiting thewrangler.com. And follow The Wrangler on Facebook for up-to-the-minute news of everything in the equine world.